Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts, Tammy Haldeman and Tom Turbrock. What do you think of this stuff, Tom?
What a show you guys have, because this, your show helps people so much, and especially it was great to hear that you have a lot of 20-somethings tuned into your show.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, and I can say that, kids, that is brilliant of you guys. You're a step ahead of a lot of us,
mm-hmm.
and if you just tune in, listen, go to his site, Doug will help you guys save dough, and it's just not for the 20-year-olds. He's helping me save at my age, and it's not too late. It's never too late, correct?
Never too late.
Absolutely.
Start sometime.
And we're going to go four on up here. Number five, though, I think is the most important one.
All right, so talking about the top seven things, so the seven important things about money and finance that if you don't know, you're going to regret it.
Right.
And we covered one through three already. You know, just right. to recap that, mm-hmm. number one was pay yourself first. Number two, learn how to leverage the power of compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is grow your financial education,
mm-hmm.
your fiscal literacy, is how I like
right.
to put it.
Right.
And number four, Tammy.
Know your credit score and keep up with it.
Yes.
Keep it up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah, both of them. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. A lot of credit is... I guess a lot of people think it's a boring topic or something because...
Well, you know, I talked
really
to the girls at work because I have two girls in their 20s, and they really don't quite understand how important that what that is. They don't have a credit card, or maybe they do, and they don't understand what that credit score means. They don't see the value or the importance of it. So.
To me, it's such a farce that they don't teach credit scoring in school. Because you talk about math that
mm-hmm.
is like everyday, real-world math that's extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah, your credit score doesn't matter until you actually want credit.
Right, right.
And the cost of that, of a poor score, it's monumental. It's huge.
Right.
The
right.
difference in interest rates, instead of that, you know, 2.45% interest rate on the car, you get the 18%. Okay, it's an astronomical amount of money, this
exactly,
difference.
Exactly, exactly. So really, you know, you get one time a year, you can check your credit score without it going against you.
Right, so annualcreditreport.com
mm-hmm.
is the free site
mm-hmm.
where you can pull it. And here's an easy strategy is each of the three bureaus you can pull once per year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go on there every 4 months and pull one bureau.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
I just thought it meant once.
Right, so
no matter
once every 4 months go on and pull one bureau and you just rotate which bureau
oh,
it is.
Okay.
So
okay.
every 4 months you can continually check your score.
Okay.
Check your credit. You
credit,
can't check
right.
your score. That way you have to pay for the score.
Okay.
It's free to check the credit.
Okay.
You have to pay for the score.
All right.
Or even use a credit monitoring service, which I do recommend. It's $15 a month. Very well spent. I use truecredit.com.
Okay.
I don't get any affiliate arrangement or anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the one that I personally use that I like because it gave me all three credit bureaus on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So number five, live within your means. And
what does that mean?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I have two, like I said, I have two coworkers. They're both in their 20s, and they both have different perspectives on what living within your means is.
Yeah, for them it might mean live within your parents' means.
They both kind of have that, but one is a little more challenged with that. So, you know, out buying expensive purses and things like that. She knows all this. We talk about it up front. She was going to go buy a BMW, and I'm like, do you want to live with your parents for 10 more years? And she's like, well, no. I'm like, well, you may want to reconsider buying a BMW if you want to move out and get a house.
Yeah, so here's a good one. We had a borrower in the middle of the loan process
mm-hmm.
doing new construction, so it's a long process
mm-hmm.
for him, and hadn't talked to him in a month or so, and when we were updating everything, make sure you haven't had any other financial transactions, right? We
did
go out and get a car loan.
Oh no.
Oh really? How much is your payment? $1,100 a month.
$1,100
for 72 months.
What
$1,100
kind of car
for 72
did they
months.
Get? Like a Maserati?
I couldn't even bear to ask.
Oh,
I couldn't even bear to ask. I was like, whatever it was
goodness,
nuts.
That's crazy.
And now we can't qualify them.
Oh my god!
Like, now we're having to give them the scenarios of all these hoops they're going to have to jump through to pay off a bunch of stuff to qualify now. It's crazy.
They did not think that through.
Well, they were not living within their means. So live within your means. Here's something that a guy told me when I was really young, and I'll say at the time I actually scoffed at him. He told me at the time, you should live on 50% of whatever you make.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saving 10%, he's saying save 50%.
I agree with that.
Well, but at the time it seemed ridiculous because I thought, you can't really get your expenses that low. But he did.
Mm-hmm.
This guy actually lived it. And he retired at about 45 years old. He had 13 rental properties that were all free and clear.
Wow.
And that's awesome. He basically retired to work these 13 rentals.
Wow, that's great.
And he never had a loan on a single one of them.
Okay. Wow.
Never
that's
had
amazing.
A loan.
That's great.
Yeah. So it shows that discipline lets you accumulate a nest egg so much faster so that you could be debt free.
That's great.
All right. So
number six, learn to use discipline to manage income and expenses. And you were just talking about The Richest Man in Babylon, and this is a perfect time to insert that book again for the 20-somethings to read.
Yeah, The Richest Man in Babylon, to me, is a very basic financial book that's entertaining, it's not too boring, and the principles that held true 4,000 years ago would still hold true today. Okay, all the points from The Richest Man in Babylon. So learn to use discipline to manage your income and manage your expenses. So with this, discipline is so important.
It is.
Like staying away from the binge spending, okay, making sure
that
you keep your expenses low. Become allergic to monthly payments. Okay, just don't let yourself sign on the dotted line for even another 10 or 15 bucks a month.
Yeah, and you know, when you're getting started, man, you know, the credit cards, when you go into like Old Navy or Target or I don't know wherever they go and they want to offer their in-store credit card. You
don't
know,
do it.
Don't do it.
Well, not only will it hurt your credit by doing that, but it certainly isn't going to help your financial situation.
Exactly.
If you can't afford to pay cash for those items, then don't buy them.
Right.
Don't start charging them.
There's a quote by Jim Rohn, and I'm not real familiar with this guy, but I do like this quote.
I love Jim Rohn.
We must all suffer from one of two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret.
Pain of discipline weighs ounces, while the pain of regret weighs tons. I know that one by heart because it's one of my favorite quotes, that the pain of discipline weighs ounces, the pain of regret weighs tons.
Well said.
And it does. We can all look back and go, oh, if I had it all to do over again.
Oh, boy.
Hindsight's 2020, but foresight can be 2020.
I see what you're saying, sure.
If we slow down enough to actually think about what's likely.
Right.
Okay, listen to our mentors.
With us being in our 40s and some of us in the 50s,
Me.
Some of us, Tom.
I was being nice.
Some of us, Tom.
So when we look, we have that 2020 vision.
Sure.
We can help you
some
out.
Some of us, not Tammy or Doug.
The old man in here.
I'm just saying, the parents that are listening and, you know, that they're trying to tell their 20-somethings
right.
and the 20-somethings don't want to listen.
Doug, I think you just said something just a moment ago, which was great. Slow down enough and give yourself time to look where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Slow down.
Because we're going, and you may be skipping some things that could help you.
Mm-hmm. Right. I call it the law of the broom. Is sometimes...
I like it.
Sometimes in life you have to clean it up before you can take it up.
I like it.
Before you can take it up to the next level. So number seven is learn to manage your emotions around money.
Wow. Okay. That's hard, man.
And I don't think most people have any clue how much of their buying decisions are based on emotions, not on logic.
I understand. Okay.
And I'll say that some of the benefit of online shopping is that you don't have some of the emotions of being out of the store. And you could do better comparison shopping and stuff. But even online shopping is still emotional spending.
Yes.
I'll catch myself doing it at times because I'm a gadget guy and I love ordering little electronics.
I gotta have that.
Yeah, well, and if I go very long without ordering something small on Amazon, I'll start getting some sort of withdrawal.
Sure.
So I try to make them very low-dollar items that I can find little things for 10, 13 bucks that, some stupid little electronic gadget that I can mess with at home.
Sure.
Well, my best example is, as a mom, when my kids were 2 and 3 and we're going through the checkout line and what's right there? Candy.
So
the emotions that my children would go through to have that candy, mom, promising everything
I
in the world.
Do.
You know, yeah, why not?
Sure.
All right, guys, we need to wrap up here. Okay. So, yeah, we definitely, this
great
is good stuff. I'm going to make sure all the stuff's on the website at DougHaldeman.com. Visit that site. You could download these mm-hmm. tips for the 20-somethings.
Where can they reach you?
And they can reach out to me if you want personal advice on this subject, mm-hmm. 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG. So becoming a financial juggernaut, as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., model the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. We will see you next week.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.